Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, March 25th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Former President Donald Trump has failed to come up with the $454 million needed to cover a judgment against him in a New York civil fraud case. And with his grace period running out today, the state could now move to seize his assets. Trump failed to get a court to put the penalty on pause while he continues to challenge the ruling, and his legal team has said that securing a bond to cover it was, quote, virtually impossible. State Attorney General Letitia James, who originally brought the fraud case, has already laid some of the groundwork to seize some of Trump's assets, registering a judgment in Westchester County, the location of one of Trump's properties. Such moves could put in jeopardy the marquee buildings and golf courses on which Trump built his reputation, though James could also seek to seize Trump's accounts at financial institutions. Russia is continuing to mourn the deaths of over 130 people who were killed Friday at a concert hall near Moscow in the deadliest episode of terrorism in the country in decades. Russia has charged four suspects in connection to the attack. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the assault, an assessment backed up by the United States, though within Russia, the official line is more complicated, as President Vladimir Putin seeks to link the attack to Ukraine. Ukraine has denied any involvement in the attack, and Western governments have rejected suggestions of a Ukrainian role in the violence as malicious propaganda. And NBC News host Chuck Todd has sharply criticized the news organization over its hiring of former Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel as backlash over the high-profile hire continues at the network. A number of anchors and producers have voiced concerns internally over McDaniel's ties to former President Donald Trump, as well as the RNC's role in Trump's efforts to challenge the 2020 election results. The tensions show the difficulty for news networks in hiring former politicians and Washington insiders as contributors amid concerns about the revolving door between news channels and politicos. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European shares are edging lower in early trading, and U.S. futures are down ahead of a reading on new home sales expected later this morning. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.